is an intermediate place. Where your what?
Yeah.
Are poured out. And it depends on how much you do here on earth. You know, contribution, you pay money, you do this, you do penance, all this you are doing. They are the things that will allow you, whether you spend long time there or short time there. Somebody worked with one big man in Nigeria just for a year as his accountant. The man is a Catholic man. Saying just 1 year from their company, they took to the Catholic Church 250 million naira. Just 1 year. Is that what they told him? What he himself used his hand carry. Why did man do that? Who knows? He was trying to pay for. Well, if I all this crime I'm committing, at least this money, I won't spend all the time in that place. See the thinking of men. You are looking so surprised. It's true. It's true. Abi, an average Catholic man believes that. It's true. That is the place that end will die. Before you get to heaven, you stay there small, and all your sins will be cleansed. And it all depends on how much you pay here or not. Is that absurd? Okay, sinner. But if indeed you know the truth, why don't we go and share it? Why must we make friends with people? Just make friends just to share it. You don't need to say many things. You know, the gospel on its own has enough power. That's the truth. And God is your partner. He knows you have interest. He has committed to us the word of reconciliation. You just share it. Even with, like he said, God loves you. Leave it hanging. Because it's not you. You cannot convert any man, can you? No way. So don't think it's your grandma or it's your... I can never forget that who thought he went to a place. That he went there to meet a girlfriend many years ago before he met this lovely woman of God. You know those days, men are hunters. All they hunt. You know, men are. What can a sinner do? Not to sin. Is this a sin for a man who is a sinner to sin? Even in the night, you know, one of my friends in the night, he said, one night, 12 midnight, he woke up, wanted to smoke, and then we're in Ife. You know, this fight of Mlakeke is still going on. So he left his house 12 midnight, and he was walking on the road looking for where to buy cigarettes. And he told himself, if they kill me now. What when they say kill me? Cigarettes in the midnight. I'm okay. Today's a Christian. I just thought, if they kill me now, why are you cigarette? That's sin now for you. So and I first went to a place and the woman just told him just one phrase. If you die now. Why don't you give your life to Christ? But if you die now, yes, say if you die now, you know that's a hell. Why don't you give your life to Christ? See, when the woman said that, he has been hearing that word many times. So. When the woman said that, it's as if the seat he was sitting on wanted to kill him. So he stood up. You can't kill me. And it was a Saturday. He went to his car. It's as if I wanted to kill him. Then you cannot kill me. His own car. He wound up everything. In his house, that's it, they want to kill him. On his own, Sunday morning, he ran to church. When he got there, we're just waiting for the man to say, come out. Not anything. It's as if everything went to kill him. God is faithful. Praise God, somebody. Please, all we are saying is that by God's grace, make it a lifestyle. If a friend meets you, just share the truth. Don't go, even by making a friend, be deliberate. Somebody said, why are you eating layer meat? I said, how will I be their friend if I don't eat their meat? If a man comes and say, take a layer meat, and I say, we have stopped. At least if I sit to your house and I eat your meat, and next time you won't say, you don't know me now. You can talk small, small. But Apostle said, I became all things to all men, that some will be saved. All things to all men. But the barbarians say, I behave like one. Praise God, somebody. So we will still be looking at those things and by God's grace. Tonight, quickly, I want to share some things, some thoughts with us that we began on Sunday. Were you here on Sunday? Sunday service. Who was here on Sunday? Who can remind us what I was trying to share on Sunday? Sunday. Anyone who can just tell me? Sunday. Contending for the faith. See, neighbor, contending for the faith. We began this month, I began on what I call, we believe there is something in the air. And you can press into the blessing. See, neighbor, you can press into the blessing. I mean, I say, what you need to do. There's something you need to do. See, neighbor, there's something you need to do. And also, I share on don't play dead. See, neighbor, don't play dead. All those small, small things, I found that unless you go back and try to ask yourself what you are hearing, how am I responding to these things? Or else you will know them in your head and your life will not showcase anything. And don't forget, it's about month of what? Manifestation. Say, neighbor, it's my month of manifestation. And everything we are saying is about what you need to do. Say, you press into the blessing because already you are blessed. Don't play dead. Don't be casual. Contend for the faith. Say, neighbor, contend for the faith. Maybe on Sunday I will see, feeling that aspect. But let me look at something tonight along that same line, but from a different angle, a different perspective, which Doctor and myself will be looking at due to a book we just read. Praise God, somebody. Tonight, I want to share on what I title Times of Refreshing. Say, neighbor, Times of Refreshing. And if you have your Bible, King James Version, James chapter 5, 7 to 8, not New King James, Old King James. Anybody with the Old King James, let me read James chapter 5, or people in the technical room, are they still there? Help us display this thing now. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Anyone to help us read quickly? Therefore, be patient, brethren,
until the coming of the Lord.
Old King, is that Old King James? Yeah, Old King James. Are you sure?
Yes.
Continue, sir. Is this Old King James, not New King James? Okay, continue.
See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it. Until it will receive the early and the late latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Because in my hand here is a New King James. And the New King James used here the farmer. Old King James must have used the husbandman. Who has anyone that used husbandman? Let me read. Is this New King James? That's New King James. That's why I confuse it. Be patient, therefore, brethren, under the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the heart. Something must be wrong. Your own is what? New King James? Are you sure? I cannot be now. I'm holding my hand, New King James, and he's saying to me, the farmer. What? That's what? I have my leaders confusing me after I've done serious study. Somebody read New King James, he said old. Somebody read old, he said new. Gideons don't give out New King James. They give out. They don't give out old. They give out new. So when you say it's Gideon Bible, I know it must be in. And when you say that, added to the issue. Praise the Lord. Please, man, again, help us read for that place. James chapter 5:7-8. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the heart and had a long patience for it until he received the what? Early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart for the coming of who? I don't know when last year any message about the coming of the Lord. But the coming of the Lord does what? Draws near. Times of refreshing. We have what we want to look at. We have a central truth. The coming of the Lord draws near. Say, neighbor, the coming of the Lord draws near. Are you sure? The way you say it, you're not convinced. You know, since I was born, I've been hearing that. As long as I could remember. And some people come to our house and have kind of a crusade. Unpadabo, oferedeo, unpadabo. I know that you had that before. If the coming of the Lord draws near. When I was very young, I think it has come draw much nearer now. Praise God, somebody. So the central truth is that the coming of the Lord draws near. Have you ever thought about that? Are we thinking about that? You are here today, you are thinking about that. Are you sure? You are thinking about the next contract, the business, the children, the school fees. But the coming of the Lord. Yeah. Praise God, somebody. Who is the husbandman? From where we have read, who can help us? Who is the husbandman? Who knows? The farmer. Who is the husbandman? Thank you, man. Who is the husbandman? Yes, sir. Eh? The Lord Jesus himself is the husbandman. The Lord Jesus himself is who? The husbandman. What is delaying his coming? Why is that coming delayed from where we have read? That context is a Bible study, so I'm asking questions tonight. You know, I love to ask questions all the time. I don't like to just, when I'm teaching. Yeah. Why is his coming delayed, man? No, from that place you read, that contents. He's waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. Is that not true? The husbandman is there. The husbandman is waiting for the precious fruit of the heart. That means he has not come because he's here to receive the precious fruit of the heart. What is the precious fruit of the heart? What is the precious fruit of the heart? The harvest. The harvest. Because it's about this famine now. It's about famine issue. The harvest of sinners. The harvest of the lost soul is the precious fruit of the earth. See, we know the husbandman. We know why he's not around now. Because he's waiting on you and I. For what? But see, something else is there. Something else was mentioned there. Who can tell us? Before the harvest, something must happen. Rain. Let me clap for her. There must be rain. Even in the physical, you know, some things, people that have they did a bit of farming, I mean, you know, you need some rain for some things. When you plant them before the harvest, they don't fall like that, no show. So he's saying that we now know that when we are afraid, we know the husbandman, we know what's delaying is coming, the harvest. Is the precious what? Fruit of the heart. We know that before we can have this precious fruit of the heart, the fullness of the early and later rain must precede the harvest. Is that not true? Are we together? Praise God for that. You are together. When you hear rain in the Bible, rain to you means what? Who can help us? Rain in the Bible. Rain. Bible students. Yeah, rain means refreshing, number one. Rain means refreshing. And yeah, refreshing, that means what? Say Holy Spirit. Say about Holy Spirit. Say about Holy Spirit. Are we getting what we are going tonight? The husbandman. The master waiting for what? Precious what? Fruit of the earth. That the harvest. For it to happen, it must be what? Early and what? Praise God, somebody. So, sir, you know where I'm going now. I call it times of refreshing. Praise God. Say about times of refreshing. That means there's a sequence. No matter how hard we try, the ministry of the Holy Spirit must be a reality at this time. Are we here together? When we say the Holy Spirit ministry must be a reality, not only in a church, must be a reality in your personal life, in your business life. Sir, in your day-to-day world activity, it must be a what? Reality. Say about reality. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, what is there? Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. Let me read it to somebody. Let me read it. I know you know it offered, but somebody wants to read. Quickly, so our time. You don't know where it is in the Bible. People are doing. You can look at the index. Ask ye of the Lord. Rain in the time of what? And what will happen? The Lord shall make the and do what? And give them what? See what we are looking at again from every angle. The husbandman, who is the husbandman? Jesus Christ. Why is he not yet here? Waiting for the harvest. And the harvest will not come except what? The rain.
If you want the rain to come, what must we do? What must we do? What must we do? So, everything is depending on us. God said, when we ask for rain, God will send rain. And somebody said, when you hear rain, you mean refreshing. I don't know about you, until I went to serve in the north, I was told a story. I did not believe it. You know, then I was in Ife before we went for a call up this thing. Somebody said that when he was in the north, he used to wet his bed to sleep. When I heard it, I just smiled. I did not want to just say, really. But right in my heart, I did not believe that story. Sincerely, I did not believe it. I heard it. I did not believe it. You know, God knows your heart. God knows your heart. And that fellow is a Christian. I spoke. God knows. Be very careful about your heart. To prove a point, God said, you, Yola. You don't need to. When the thing came out, my name is Angola State. And those days, you take a flight to Angola State, it's only 90 naira. You have in your hand 90 naira, you enter a plane from Lagos to Yola. Praise God, somebody. Notorious boss, 20 naira from here to Onisha. 20 naira, Onisha to Yola. 10 naira. If you have your hand, 30 naira, you are okay. Praise God, somebody. So when in my heart, I said, and they posted me to Gongola State. There are 3 months in those times, 3 months of January, February, March, my God. When I say hot, with my own hand, it's only the water. I'll go to my fridge. I'll put water in the fridge with my own hand. I will hide that water. I will wet the bed. Then I will go and shower. You not clean body. You will not clean anything. All the water will be in your body. And you will dive to that bed. And you are praying that God, let me sleep in the next 10 minutes. If it don't happen, another again, you stand up. And now water. Wet the bed. Not only the bed, you wet the wall. Because, oh my God. Some of my friends, you put your bed outside on the open. Then you now put fan. You now connect fan from inside. You see fan blowing. Because when that guy said it, I did not. And I was like, okay, you will see. You will see. I will show you. So when you hear about rain, we mean refreshing. Is anybody refreshing? So you might imagine a life that has no rain. You can imagine a Christian that has no rain. What a life. Struggle, hardship, complain. God knows that. That's why he said, without me, you can do what? Nothing. See again their sequence. Say, but you must ask for rain. In the time of what? Latter rain. Where are we now? We are in the time of what? The rain. If you are lazy to ask for rain over your life, what will happen? What will happen? Because the Bible cannot be broken. It says, you ask for rain. And God will send rain. So, when we say rain, we mean refreshing. Rain typifies refreshing and also a blessing. Praise God, somebody. No wonder it says in Isaiah chapter 60. Help me read it quickly. 60, 1 to 3. be very, very fast. I must move very fast now. 16:1-3. If you are there, Emery, from here. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is arisen upon you. Think on it. The glory of the Lord, sir, is where? Arisen upon you. Continue, man. For behold, darkness shall cover the heart. Hey. Gross darkness the people. In the midst of darkness, the Lord will arise upon you. And in the midst of darkness, his glory shall be seen upon you. Continue. Yeah. The Gentiles in darkness now will be forced because they are in darkness. They will see the glory upon your life. They will see the beauty upon your life because of the rain. And they will leave their darkness and find their way to where? Your light. And the kings of the earth to where? The brightness. See, neighbor, are you still here this evening? I'm saying some deep things tonight. God will help us to understand. When you say the glory of the Lord upon a man, think about Moses. When he went to the mountain and he came down, they saw the glory of the Lord shining on his face. Physical shining. Say, arise. You must arise, sir. I must. Sir, you must. When we arise, we ask for rain. When we arise, we press into the blessing. When we arise, some things will happen in our life. But don't hold on. Ask chapter 3, quickly. Ask 3. What Peter said in the day of when the Holy Ghost came and was preaching. Ask 3 from verse 19. Thank you, sir. 19 to 21, quickly. What about time? Read it from New King James now, not Old King James. I want it from New King James now. So not Sister Gertrude now. Doctor can read this owner. Yes. 19. New King James, quickly. Yeah? 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 Times of refreshing. When you hear rain, rain is what? Refreshing. Times of refreshing. We do what? Continue, ma. Yeah? He will send Jesus Christ. Don't forget, we are reading about James. The coming of the Lord. Peter said that he will send Jesus Christ. Jesus has gone there to heaven. Don't forget that. Continue, ma. Whom heaven must hold back until what? Until the time of restoration. Which heaven must retain until, sir, the time of what? Restoration. Continue. In that place we have read, two things are there. He said, repent. Change your mind. Be converted, and times of refreshing shall come from where? From where? From the presence of the Lord. You know, tonight I'm talking about Bible. I'm not trying to teach you about how to make money and to shout like that. Listen to Bible. Forget those other ones. They will come. So be excited. He says, brethren, say, repent. Change your mind. Turn to God. And times of refreshing will come from where? The presence of the Lord. Number 2. He now went to the end time. That Christ ever must retain him. Until what? Restoration of all things. So 2 things are there. He called one times of refreshing. He called the other one times of what? Restoration. See, times of refreshing. And another one is what? Times of what? Restoration. Don't forget. From the presence of the Lord.
So, before Christ comes, these two things must take place. Rain must come. Restoration of all things must take place. When you hear the word restoration, of what? What will God restore? Or what must be restored? From here, three things quickly because of our time. Restoration of the power of Christ. Say about power of Christ. Number two, authority of Christ. Number three, character of Christ. Power of Christ must be restored. Authority of Christ must be restored. When we say Christ in that place, we are referring to his church. You understand that? Christ is the head. We are the body. But indeed, the authority is in the head. But it's the same thing. And then, character of Christ. I want to start from the character first. Then we move to the other two. There must be restoration of character of Christ in the church. Do you agree? Because I don't understand nowadays some wedding gowns that people wear. I don't understand. And some of them that wear this gown, they are born again Christian. And they tell us it's the design they have now. I don't understand. They call it tube. Is it not tube? It's tube. And no matter how you wear the tube, half of your breast must be outside. Then in the house of God, they cover the body small. But in the reception, they remove the jacket. So I'm wondering, how can a Christian, in open place, everybody's there. They are both born again, tongue talking, mankabo, even some are pastors. Have you not seen one before? And then I don't understand. I'm confused. They said I am. I don't understand. Even some unbelievers will not wear those things. There must be restoration of character of Christ. See, those who call the name of the Lord must depart from iniquity. Let's see Bible. Because the other aspect of the power will not come. If it comes upon your life, it will destroy you. Let's see Bible quickly. Ephesians chapter 4. Don't worry yourself. It's good. It's a good message. I know I'm talking on midweek. It's okay. On Sunday, I may not preach this one, but I'm okay. Character of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24. Ephesians chapter 4, 22 to 24. Ephesians chapter 4. If you are there, let me read quickly. Verse 22 to 24. Ephesians chapter 4. You put off concerning the word former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, and is this deceitful loss. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You put on the new man, which after God was created in righteousness. Praise God, somebody. He says, see, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We have the mind of Christ. Number two, and you, not anybody else, you, put on the new man.
For you to put on the new man, you must obey verse 22. I say, you put off. Say anybody put off. Some things you must put off. He said, and sin will not have dominion over us. So you can put off. Say, you put off concerning your former conduct. Somebody say, I'm now a Christian. People cannot differentiate your life before you said you gave your life to Christ and now. He says here, that's what they call a former conduct. Then the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. See, we have a duty as Christians if we are born of God. We have been created according to God in true righteousness, and what? Holiness. That's our badge. See, anybody, that's your badge. You are not of this world. You are different from this world. We can't dress their dress and talk their language. Something must separate us. Say, come ye out of them and be ye separate. And I, God, will accept you. You know, today, Bastion went for an interview and we are talking. Of recent, I was told that in ministry, for you to be promoted to levels, you need to pay some money, big money now. And I was still wondering, my wife is in the ministry, so I understand some things. Some people pay some, even somebody told, I have paid some millions, they're here to post me. So I thought it was a, but he said, no. Well, even in some ministry, for you to gain admission to be employed, to be appointed, you settled people. Some 30,000-50,000 naira. I said, what? I was becoming a bit afraid. Someone, one of his friends was employed in CBN. All he did is to pay 750,000. And after paying, no interview, no test, no any exam, after 2 weeks, he received a letter of what? Employment. See Bible. Darkness shall cover the heart. Gross darkness the people. I used to do business a lot, but now I'm trying to run to my call. I have friends that are pastors when we meet in business fora. Egunje is no more sin. It's just a normal thing. Well, okay, this job is 4 million, I make like 8 million, and you know, you must settle. And there's no shame about that. See, darkness will cover the heart. Gross darkness the people. So I asked myself, is there a way out? He said, son, those that know their God, that's why you cannot afford to play dead. You cannot be complacent and do it one leg out because you will be forced to compromise. Young ladies, Christian, dress like a Christian. Even people that are covering their head. I know some men, they don't mind. Even if you like cover everything, they will say, want to. Then talk less of you that you expose everything. You know, some things I'm having difficulty with. Can I talk it? Are you sure? Am I allowed to talk? Okay, let me say it. You know, when I was growing up, there was a magazine that used to come out in the early 80s. Ikebe Super. In that magazine those years, we see some dresses there that magazine normally depicts. Tight fit, tight, everything, very tight, everything. Then we just thought it was a magazine fiction. That's the truth.
Let me tell you about men. I want to say about men. An average man has a weakness. Okay, I will tell you. I'll be very frank with you. An average man has a weakness about a lady's body. You know, if a lady see a naked man, it makes no sense. So yours was your own. You are weary. But it's different to a man. What caused David trouble? Somebody was beating now. If it's other way around, nothing will happen. If it was a man beating, and one woman is the, what's your own? Just a stupid man. But the way men are wired, it's a different ballgame. So if the dress somebody wears is revealing everything that, you know, that's the trouble now. I'm being pretty frank with you. So some people just find wala on their own. You use your own hand to carry wala to yourself. Because that dress is touching everything, is every figure is showing. So the man is thinking in his head. He was fighting, struggling. One fellow went to a church. He said, I came to this church, sinner. I left, more sinner. Pentecostal church. This brother went to. He said, I came a sinner. He told the other friend that, he said, I left your church. Double sinner. Restoration of the character of Christ. You know, we must begin to sit down carefully and ask ourselves hard questions. Even if we forget about even the where we are today, our environment. Somebody came to me. If I don't finish, I will continue. Somebody came to me one day when I was in business. My cousin was a bank manager somewhere there, IT, senior manager, IT. On his card, he put there Deacon. Then he was a Deacon then. People were asking him why he put there Deacon. He said, it's deliberate. At least if you see Deacon, you will think twice. One of the guys who is one IT company went to his MD. He said, how can you put Deacon to head your... The fellow went to complain to the MD. How can you put Deacon to head your what? IT department. Because my cousin will not talk anything. Just do the right thing, you'll be paid. So when they press the Oga, so the guy picked the phone and called my cousin. You know, if you want to understand admin, don't fight anybody. So when you are going to this, he said, okay, ma, I will do it. But ma, just send your memo. Just send your memo, I will do it. Do you understand that? What the memo sent? Never. Who sent memo? To do what? say, no, it's okay, ma. It's okay, ma. But please send what? Send your memo, I will do it. But I'm asking you, how will a Christian survive in the midst of this trouble? That's why we must know the way of the Spirit. You really hear me very well? That's why you cannot play dead. I have a friend of mine, he's in business, and there's a place, then he wants to jump in with LNG then. No, the oil industry. And you must pass through one man, you must register your complaint. This ministry of every fellow know this man. You must perform. It's a common, even it's not as bad as those days, but they know his homes. You must pass through his table and you must drop. And he's the one to register your complaint. So if you are not registered, you cannot take any complaint from the oil industry. So what can you do? But when my friend was going, he understood that. That's a spiritual warfare. Sir, he spent 3 days all night. The first night, manga rabrasko dobro fralisha da abrahandra mamarabato to prokata in the morning. He rested. The second day, prakra ramamarato shkodobro ilebra. He rested. The third day, he timed it very well. But this one, after that place, I'm going straight to the man. He finished that, he bathed, he went there. Oh, mama. Say, when you appear in glory,
Christ must show up. Say, neighbor, appear in glory. Those that know their God, everything was signed, nothing was asked. Everything. I have another one. I went to do a work in Union Bank many years ago. When he got there, he just told the yoga, it seems you have a child that is a bit deformed in leg. They are missing for the first time. He said, yes, yes, sir. A lady. Ah. What manner of man is this? Can he be asking him how to settle? He said, okay, what can I do? Are you? It's a different ball game now. So, you know, Abis, it's not only just to know that, because if you don't, it's not only to know the trouble. You must know how that they arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is arisen upon you. If it's not there upon you, they won't come to your light. And you must perform. You must play game. You must drop something. But they don't play dead. Press into it. I asked myself, what should the master, sir? Spend 40 days to fast. Somebody has 3.5 years on earth to minister, 3.5 years only. And he went to wasting court 40 days. I don't know why. Think about that. You have only 3.5 years to manifest. And in 40 days, you went to one bush. Think about that. Why must he spend all night to pray? I said, why would a master must spend all night to pray? He's the word himself. Then just speak the word. I said, he is the word himself. The word himself spent all night to pray. You and us are quoting word. He does not know word. Is the word what personified? He spent a whole all night in prayer. My God. What are we talking about? Because, you know, things have changed in brethren. Things are, oh my God. How will we escape? To get job, you must perform. Okay, if you not pay that money, and they know you pay, not tell them tomorrow, he just loves you. How do you want to do it in that place? Can you do that? If they see you, even with rats, say, are you among them? I said, No, I'm not. This somebody just gave me this rat. Because he already, that's a trouble. If the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? And to the young girls, you know, it's a tough world there. Am I right? Maybe I've not done business before. Even people working in offices. Offices. Some men are terrible. Am I talking my own? I'm talking reality. I'm talking real life. I've been involved. I'm not talking story. I'm talking that some men, they call them Ekum. Ekum. They can't send it in skirt. That is ugly or is black or is white. They must press. And I'm sincere with you. He said, he will restore. He will refresh two things. So I'm not taking the part from restoration. Because if he will not restore, the time of refreshing will not come. I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. They're different with their levels. I'm not talking about just, no, that's a level. I'm talking about level of manifesting God in a dark world. Look about men like Daniel, that a whole king will bow down to. Think about that. Somebody made a decree, a whole king, and he has the power of life and death. And this king worshipped Daniel. Imagine that. That was a contest. Is that not true? That was a contest. That was a conflict. And those that know their God say, no, I know this God. Say, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is arisen upon you. Say, darkness shall cover the heart. It makes no difference. Gross darkness, it makes no difference. For the Lord has arisen upon you, and Gentiles shall come. They can only come if you know God. Am I talking tonight? It's a tough one. I don't think I've spoken like that for a long while in any place. I don't think so. Someone say, I should continue. Ah, okay. You say yes. And then you are praying for me. Sincerely. We can't play dead. We must press into God. There was a book that I sent to people. Thank God he has finished reading it. When you read that book, you are thinking, it's a different level. Some people are living in a different plane. Some people are living in a different plane. They know God. They hear God. They follow God. They know the step to take in God. They are walking in the Spirit. So they are missed. They can dodge all the trouble at the potholes the enemy has planted over them. They know they are God. You must be telling brethren. Let us stop all these games we are playing. Let us be, I say, arise. You arise. Propose in yourself, I'm going to arise. All it takes to do it, do it. If it takes someone to wake you up at 2 a.m., and then fellow will call you, please call me, call my phone by 2, I will wake up. Do all within your power. How do you want to make it? I remember even they start, they bought a whole land, they bought many years, and they want to do something. And they asked them a good year in ministry. See, today, that land, they abandoned it. They say we will pay all the things. They say no, I don't need your money, sir. One of the pastors was my next door neighbor. See, God now gave them that new place. They bought one before. I tried to build. And some, if you mean, the guy coming to our convention, Bishop Asare, some people are terrible. If you try that for them, they go for you 21 days. By the time they come out, they tell you, my friend, that's it. They are violent in your spirit. They are violent. They know God. They take it. God's kingdom suffer violence. And the violent does what? By force. Or else, you'll be forced to compromise. You must eat. You must do business, sir. You must eat. Is that not true? You eat Gary? So you must know the ways of God. But Bible said that's what? Restoration of all things. Where we are afraid, our time is fast one today. I'm just on one. Maybe by next time we'll be able to look at the rest. But look at the same chapter 25. Therefore, putting away lying. Do men lie in the church? Do men lie in the church? Serious matter. Say, therefore, put away lying. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, do not sin. How can a man be angry and not sin? The only way is to keep the mouth what? Short. Is that not true? That is the only antidote. To do what? Sometimes I do it. I say, how are you not talking? Because if I talk, I will add to the sin. Already, I might be me. That's the best antidote. They be angry, but do not sin. Don't let the sun. Character of the neighbor, character of Christ. Restoration of all things. All things. Anymore, all things. Say again, this one is serious matter. Nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no. That means even in the church, people are stealing. Yeah. He said, no, Pastor, you're not stealing. Let me push it to the extreme. Can I do it? To the extreme. The extreme. Let me put it in the extreme. Suppose in a place like this, you are here. We pay for NEPA, we pay for generators, some people work in the church, and you don't pay your tithe. You don't give any offering. Even if you have need, you write church. My father died, or my uncle,
And you look at your record, you can't say anything there. What are you trying to do? Are you not really stealing? No, I'm not robbing God. Yeah. You are not robbing God. Okay. I know you rob God, but this one, even here, but there's no way we can sustain the place if everyone does that. And even you now are making demand on the place. Are you not stealing? But others are contributing. You are not doing anything. You say, I talk, but it's true. You say, Pastor, I don't have. That's not true. I say, you wear dress. You make your hair. You paint your fingers. You do things. I mean, it's not true. That's the truth. Even some people, they like to claim things. When they see your shoe, I claim this shoe. Ah, go and walk. I have one cassette. Somebody say, lazy man, go and find job. I love that. I want that we play for you. They say they are walking by in faith. They are walking in foolishness. They say, God told me I should not walk. If God said you should not walk, He will provide for you. It will not be a liability. Some people, when they knock your door, they're just thinking, it's a day again. Whenever they appear, they're not bringing any issue or bringing any yam. They're bringing trouble. They give me one story. When they say, I want to see you. Oh, you are praying. Oh, Pastor, marry me. Pastor, I want, don't see me. I went to one of my uncle's house. When I got there, I was first told that it's not at home. I think we had an appointment or so. So later they told me he's at home. So now he told me the story. One fellow came earlier. I thought it was the fellow that was coming. Whenever that guy comes, he brings trouble. But when I just go there to greet him. So that's no issue. That guy, whenever he knocks his door like this. Oh. Let him that steal no more, but let him do what? Work. That was the way, labor. Labor now. Don't be a liability to people. Don't be. You know, some messages are not meant for people that are here tonight. It's people that are not coming. That's the trouble in church. People that will hear it, they may not be around. People that are paying their own tithes, paying their offerings, the ones that you'll be talking to again. Let's go somebody. You know, I don't preach like this all the time. But if you must get to where we are going in God, every word of God is true. Say, neighbor, every gospel word is true. He says, see, repent, for a time of refreshing will come from the Lord, which heaven must owe unto water. Restoration of all things. That means if all things are not restored, the time of refreshing will not come in the fullness of manifestation. So what we are seeing is showers of blessing. He wants to send the rain. But if he sends rain in your way you do your lifestyle, it may destroy you. It's true now. There was a young man in Yaba, he used to attend prayer meeting a lot. Every time you open prayer meeting door, you know, have a prayer tower. He will run there. He was looking for a job that year. And then one small breakthrough just came for him. Once very small. He bought a Benz flat boot. Before we know it, people don't see him again. One day they saw him. He was buying sweets somewhere. Ha! One guy. Like 3 years, I just. Ha! All because of flat. Not a brand new one, Tukumbo. Flat. Hey, my God. Ha! This is the father that you've seen. And when he's praying, you sweating like this. You're not sleeping that type of me pray. When he's praying, you. Everybody, everything is vibrating.
All because, and just once, sir, once more, it's gone. If they put in your hand this today, tonight, 10 million naira, and it's your own money, we'll bless you tomorrow. Many years ago, somebody had a breakthrough, many years ago, not now, many years ago, a breakthrough of 10 million naira profit, many years ago. Then if he must pay tight, he has to pay how much? 1 million. This is not now. Mom is like, he was thinking, 1 million. So he went to the pastor. If I give you 1 million, what are we going to do with 1 million now? The man said, what's my own? What's my own? What's my own? It's like, with all due respect, it's like this assembly now. Let God give you, maybe you made a bit, you know, maybe you just made like 100 million profit somewhere. Even 10 million is still small to us. Let's make it like 1 billion. So you must drop like 100 million. So you're asking, in this small place, 100 million. That's the way that fellow was thinking. And he was bold enough to tell the pastor, but if I give you, what do you want to do with the money? I'm saying all this tonight because they are lifestyle. You may say, pastor, my own is not like that. Why can't you pay your own tithe if it's not like that? That's the truth. If God put in your hand today 100 million, can we see you tomorrow? You don't talk now, think very well. Until one man, one day, was to sign a check of somebody, and he has his car has no tire. And by his own signature, that man will make like 100 million margin. So he was thinking, as a Christian, Malade, so I will just sign, you will become the me, big man, the me. It was the darling. Until you get there one day, don't make boast now. Ask for grace. Any question? Next week, nobody will continue. I will give you the fellow to teach it. But sincerely, that must be what? Restoration of all things. Say, neighbor, are you here tonight? That must be what? Restoration of all things. I don't know what you have had tonight, but God wants to make your life a blessing to men. He wants to pour the anointing. He wants to pour the refreshing. He wants to make you. But the Bible the scripture, sir, must be fulfilled. So he gave us two things he would like to do. Times of refreshing. And what? Times of what? Restoration of all things. Any question? None. I'll be on our feet quickly. Our time is